Hello, patrons.
Hello.
That was mid-stretch.
Hello, patrons. Hello, patrons. Welcome back to After Dark, the bonus podcast where we talk about things what aren't video games. Thank you so much for supporting us. We're all back now.
Mm.
You're back from your holiday?
Yeah, it feels like it's been a while, which it has.
It has been a
little
while.
Since I've done one.
Mm.
Yeah.
There was something else I was going to talk about, right? Oh, yeah, merch. That was it. You may have seen this already. I bet you have because you're well plugged in, aren't you, patrons?
Fans.
But we've got our amazing new merch on now. Triplejumpshop.com if you want some sick stuff. There's more stuff that isn't shown here. A plushie Billy, not like a stuffed toy, but like a little stuffed buddy that you can take in the shape of Billiam.
It is a stuffed toy, but it's just not him.
It's not him. It's not like that.
It's not like a Beanie Baby.
No, it's not like that. And also a badge of this logo that you can put on your backpack or your blazer or whatever it is that you wear. Your hat, maybe. Oh,
and on the back of that, you can if you want, if you can be asked. Well done. I wouldn't have. I'd have been like, nah, not turning around.
Levers 24. You got Matt Truss.
Chris Packett.
Alan Key.
Hugh Briss.
Phil Yerboots.
Annotation.
And many more.
And that's all you get.
All the people we went to school with.
Yeah, we all went to school there. So
they actually all are on the ad. But
they're not going to pause it. You wouldn't do that, would you? You wouldn't cheat.
You wouldn't pause a Twitch stream.
No.
You wouldn't download
a car.
No.
There we are. We've got some questions in this hat.
That's just the noise it makes. It was the like rock music that it plays on that advert. Mm.
Which one?
You wouldn't download a car.
Okay. I'm with you now.
Yeah.
Ezekiel Buchheit says, have you ever eaten a meal and then afterwards considered that you just might die?
Yes.
Not in a food poisoned way, but I was feeling too lazy to do dishes, and in an effort to avoid creating dishes, I went to McDonald's, and I'm not sure I will ever recover. Was I food invincible as a child? Because as an adult, it was like a patty of disease.
I get what you're saying.
Oh, you mean like in terms of this is going to block my arteries kind of way?
Bumpus, yeah. Real bumpy.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if it was like when you eat too much and you feel like, oh my God, I might actually like just die.
Have you ever eaten a meal and then afterwards considered that you might just die, not in a food poisoned way?
Yeah.
To me, I know exactly, yes.
But I went to McDonald's and I'm not sure I will ever recover. Was I food invincible as a child? Because as an adult, it was like a patty of disease.
Mm.
Okay.
Well, you sort of build up a tolerance to fast food, don't you? And
yeah.
Like unhealthy stuff. And then when you take a little break and go back to it, it does wipe you out.
Mm. Mm.
So I experience this every month when I have my takeaway because not only do I only have it, that is the biggest VLC symbol I've ever seen in my entire life. It just popped up on our screen. Because not only do I only have it once a month, and it's not always the same thing every month. So like I could go, you know, I haven't had McDonald's in about 2 years.
Mm.
And
we shouldn't have it at the moment.
No, we shouldn't because fuck
Free Palestine.
They
support Israel.
I didn't know
and
that.
Domino's, I think, as well. There's a couple of them. It's very disappointing.
God.
But yes.
Starbucks for sure.
I haven't had McDonald's in like 2 years. But then, like when I do have my takeaway, I obviously go hard. You know, I massively overdo it. And like I order so much that I do feel like I'm going to die.
Yeah.
So yeah, 100%. That does happen.
Mm-hmm.
I can eat some meals and feel totally fine. And then about 5 minutes later, something in it has upset my stomach. And I know that in the next half an hour, I'm going to have a bad time.
Mm-hmm.
And normally it's always at like the most inconvenient times. Like recently we're going to rehearsal and I'm like, I've just quickly eaten my dinner. And then I'm like, oh no. Oh no.
I've got to perform.
But it's not even that. It's like, I'm either have to stay here and ride this out, if you will, or I have to just deal with it, see what's going to happen.
Have you got a contingency plan for your play when it's on? Like, are you specifically going to plan meals that week that you know you'll be okay with?
Well, I'm probably going to not be okay with any meal because I'm going to be
nervous and excited,
which my body just expresses in making me have violent poos and having horrible stomach aches.
Mm.
So truly, I'm probably just going to have like the saddest, plainest meals to avoid having an issue. Because one, during the play, I don't have time to have to deal with going for a poo.
Right.
Two, I'm wearing like 6 layers on the bottom half and I have not even tried to wee in my outfit yet, let alone go for a poo. So I'm just going to like actively clench my entire body and hope for the best.
Okay. And the reviews will be like, fantastic show. Yeah. For some reason, she was like she stiff as a board.
So yeah.
Just like walking around like
biting her bottom lip.
Like a mummy.
Yeah. She was sweating.
Yeah, she was sweating loads. It was really weird.
But. Yeah. I've told Ben and Ashton I'm now on lactase tablets because someone told me that I've known about them for ages, but someone recently I was speaking to was like, I've just started taking them. They're really good.
They'll change your life.
And they are helping. So I can now eat more cheesy things if I wish, dairy-ish things. But cheese or no cheese, if I get a takeaway pizza,
it's the grease.
It's the grease, mm-hmm. and it's like the sugar and the carbs and the everything. It's the grease, really, I think. And I quite frequently, I think sort of an hour after I've had a pizza, if I'm like standing in the shower and just feeling really bloated and clammy, I will tell myself, next time we want to get takeaway pizza, I'm not going to do it. It's not worth feeling like
this. It's not how it works, though.
No, because then
you'll forget the next day.
A month later, you're like, oh, really? If I had a pizza in front of me right now, I'd be so happy. And then,
I want to eat so much I explode.
Yeah, exactly.
This has never backfired before.
Yeah. So, happens all the time, irrespective of whether it's got cheese in it.
Mm. This week I had like a kind of a feeling of like regret after eating a meal, purely because I'm like, I'm not going to die right now, but this could be a reason I die in the future kind of situation. Yeah. I was cat sitting, I popped in to feed Ben's cat on the morning of Saturday.
The Pipster.
And I hung out with her for a bit. And while I was hanging out with her, I was like, oh my God, do you know what I really want? I want breakfast.
Delicious cat.
No. Mm. I want like breakfast, like a breakfast wrap or something. And then I suddenly remembered there's a place in Whitley Bay called Pablo Escobar.
Oh, yeah.
It's a bao bun and it's got like a sausage patty and egg and cheese and a hash brown and a hot sauce and burger sauce in a bao bun.
Wow.
And I was like, unfortunately, I'm going to have to get that. So I ordered it while I was at your house and then like hung out with Pippa until I had to go get it. And it was truly like a very unhealthy thing. And I was like, I'm going to regret this soon. But right now, I'm enjoying every morsel.
You know, when it hits right.
When it hits right,
because I found one of the many downsides of eating takeaway monthly, which is usually that I can't have pizza every day, is that I find the anticipation sometimes more enjoyable than the actual consumption of the product, which goes for a lot of things in life, not to get too philosophical, but sometimes you'll be really looking forward to something, and then when you actually sit down and to do the thing, it's like much of a muchness and then it's done and then it's over. And but sometimes though, you're like, it's usually if I've got a takeaway like booked in, for example, I'm food motivated, so I'm just using this as an example. But if I've got like a takeaway, like I'm gonna get a takeaway this weekend, and then I like have a crap cycle home in the rain, and I'm like, I cannot be fucked with any, I just want to, and then that sort of like that Pablo Escobar sort of decision, like, you know what, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
That is always way more enjoyable than
a spur of the moment decision.
Yes, absolutely.
Agreed.
Adi Pramana says, terrible news. You all accidentally booked holidays in the same week and now no one's there to record either the main podcast or After Dark. Good news. You have an unlimited budget to get anyone you want to replace you. Who are you picking to fill in for you for both podcasts?
Well, James is free because we don't pay him. So I feel like
unlimited budget, though. So, you know.
Well, we can just keep the budget then.
Well, that's true.
Spend it on holiday drinks. Yeah.
Maybe it's being held by someone who says you can only spend it on hosts.
On hosts. Well, then I'd like to hire my friends who I work with and give them loads of money. As long as they give me some of that money.
I would hire Claudia Winkleman.
Would you?
Yeah.
Okay, so James Jenkins and Claudia Winkleman.
I would like
my God, I'd love to see that conversation. James and Claudia Winkleman.
Yeah, who would you add to the mix?
What would they talk about?
You made it sound like James is married to Claudia Winkleman.
James and Claudia
Mr.
Winkleman.
And Mrs. Winkleman.
Yes. I mean, I don't know. I was just thinking, you know, low-hanging fruit, maybe Brian Butterfield would be funny. But now that is the established duo, I need
Goodness
to add
me.
Someone, a third person in there who's just going to...
Do the perfect mix.
Yeah.
You don't want James to be overshadowed or overpowered. You know, if you
get
two
Winkleman's
people
Claudia
Winkleman's
already there, though, so...
Well, that's what I mean, but if Claudia Winkleman will have to engage with James Jenkins, mild-mannered James Jenkins, And if you get another presenting powerhouse in there, I feel like those two might just talk to each other and James might get a bit left out, you know?
Well, maybe we need to get someone in who's very, who's famously sort of meek and mild. Right, I don't know who, but...
The Mouse, Stuart Little.
The mouse. Stuart
no,
Little.
He'd make it all about himself.
Yeah, he would.
Joking, he'd sit that there little on, like,
fucker,
a, on
that
a little
That little fucker
throne.
Drives around in a Ferrari.
He'd arrive in his Ferrari, he'd sit on a little throne with a special microphone.
Yeah.
That's the thing, like, I was going to, just purely
in
for
tiny
the...
tiny suit.
What dickhead.
Just purely for sort of throwing a grenade into the mix and making it, like, wild. I was going to say someone horrible like Katie Hopkins.
Oh, my God.
But again, she would also just make it about herself.
And subject James to Katie Hopkins.
Yeah, and also I wouldn't want to give her any money. So there are a multitude of reasons why I wouldn't want her... Yeah, to do it. But I just mean, you know, I want to, like...
You want someone a bit feral.
I
want
to, like, mess them up.
How about, a dog, like a famous dog?
Yeah,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah, the dog that played Lassie.
The dog played Lassie, or the one that used to get in the plane, the spotty plane, and fly around with what's her name?
Oh, yeah.
Remember? What was she called?
Auntie Mabel and Pippin.
Was it called Come and See? Or?
Come Outside.
Come Outside.
I think it was called Come and... Oh, was it Come
It was Come Outside,
Come Outside.
Yeah.
Pippin, yeah?
Pippin. Mm-hmm.
Or we could get Steve Irwin's son to just come in with a bunch of snakes and stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
And he could have them around his neck. And while they're trying to host a podcast, he's going, look at this beautiful thing.
And they're trying to talk about the layoffs at Sony. Yeah.
You want to hold this spoiler?
No. 600 people lost their jobs.
He's Robert, just please. Trying to like focus on delivering the news, like making sure that Claudia Winkleman's okay. And then there's also a man putting a snake on his head.
Yeah.
I would watch that from our holiday live.
The internet's really excited at the moment because he's recently broken up with his fiance, so he's single, and everyone's like...
Has he? Oh, no.
Oh, that's a bit...
Because they had a nice little love story, didn't they?
Handsome, kind man is now back on
the feels like a bit of a nasty narrative. I don't like that. I feel sad for him.
That's sad.
We don't know the circumstances of that.
No, I don't, but the fact everyone's like, oh, yeah.
Maybe because he's like a bit of a heartthrob. You know, and he's a kind man.
Yeah.
He's like just such a nice
man. I'm sorry that he's hurting.
Yeah, well, he might not be. He doesn't seem like he's hurting. He's still out there, you know, finding snakes.
They had a nice...
And Irwin doesn't stop because they're sad for looking at
that. That's true. His sister Bindi Irwin was on my TikTok this morning holding a tiny little turtle.
Oh. Tiny turtle.
Tiny turtle with a long old neck.
That's delightful.
Yeah.
Speaking of turtles, something reminded me the other day of, you remember those shit robots they used to bring into school, like primary school, and it was shaped like a turtle or a tortoise, and it was basically just a little oval, like egg shaped.
And you computer program it.
It was a very early computer programming thing, and it would like follow a line on the floor, or you could do, and you just put it in the, they'd bring it in maybe once a year, from the robot people, and it would just go around the school hall, and that was it.
Yeah.
What fucking scam were those guys running? The people who came up with this basic ass robot and toured the whole country.
Yeah, there was just one turtle. And it was at a different school every day.
Every day they went to a different school. What a load of bullshit.
We never had
that
the
was.
Turtle.
And then
I'm
you had it on the computer. The little computer program had a turtle on it as well.
Did it?
Yeah.
Just I bet it was just an RC car, and there was an extra man just sort of standing
Stuart
at the
Little.
Back.
Stuart Little was inside the controlling
it.
They didn't even have to program their turtle. They were just...
It just suddenly came back to me the other day, like, that was shit, wasn't it? Hang on, why was that?
Did you ever have
shit?
The, like, van that would park in your school playground, and then you'd go in the van, and it would... No, it was like you'd watch a movie, and then there would be a giraffe puppet.
What?
I'm going to need more context.
So there was, like...
Was this the day you were running the school?
No. Okay. So the people would come in, and it'd be things like, you know, don't speak to nonces.
Yeah.
Et cetera, et cetera. But there'd be, like, a giraffe puppet that was involved in it as well. And you'd all sit in the back of this, like, lorry.
Nonce van.
No, not a nonce van.
It was like
a cinema thing. You would sit on the floor, and then also there was a giraffe puppet.
No, they just came into our school.
Yeah, we didn't go into the van.
And set up various stations. Like, they turned one of our science labs into a nightclub. And it was
say no to drugs.
Yeah, group three, you're in this room now. And we, like, went there, and they had the lights off, and they were playing, like, really shit club music. And then while you're, like, not dancing and they want you to dance and pretend you're in a club, someone's going, a man dressed as
a
child
smarty.
Is going around going, well, what are these? Yeah. And if you take it, then you get told off.
Yeah, but they're delicious. They're smarties. Mm. Yeah.
And I know that they're not real drugs. This is all just for
you're
show.
You're just offering me smarties.
Yeah.
What's the problem?
I guess just my school had the
just
giraffe.
Had the giraffe. The band giraffe, yeah.
And then did you have the people that come in with leading assembly and then you do, like, rounds of applause, and then seal of approval, and you'd go, oh, oh.
No.
And I think you knew that that wasn't the case, as you were saying.
I thought it was like, because they come in like every year when I was in primary school. So I just assumed they would go around all the other, well, probably in my area. They did, but we'd all do, they did like, round of applause. We
had
very,
I don't remember the applause, but we probably had something similar.
We had people come in and put message. Like little shows on and stuff. Yeah. We did like, there was a show about bullying. And again, it was a man with like 5 o'clock shadow in a school uniform.
Yeah.
Bullied at
wearing
school.
Your
clearly
seat belt.
Graduated from drama school and was like, is this the best I can do?
Yeah.
But my favorite one was always like a seal of approval. And then you'd go, or yeah. Like a seal.
That's right. What seals
that
do.
That was the best one.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. That's how they approve.
Yeah.
I've got a question here from Marlee. Hey, Abap, who is the best presenter in British TV?
Claudia Winkleman.
Or the worst if you can't pick a favourite?
The best presenter.
You need to is sort that, that vibration Sorry. Down. It is crazy
it's
loud.
Already at the bottom of...
It's so loud. Yeah. It's always so loud.
I'm sorry. I don't even hear
I'm
it.
I'm not
most.
Cross. I'm just amazed that you can live with that. It's so annoying.
Especially with your metal leg. I'm surprised it's not shattered the rest of your bones.
Do you think Ashton
bones.
Might have had a text? Possibly.
That's it turned down. When I first got
What's
this...
What's it on full?
When I first
Is
got
the building
this phone,
still going to stand?
Like, it went off the first time and it shook me, took my skeleton around. And I was like, what the fuck?
It's
and then
so
I had to turn it
aggressive.
Down. Aggressive. How
best presenter.
Yeah.
I mean, it was Steve Irwin.
British TV.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, specifically British. Okay.
I liked... I think Stephen Fry's brilliant in anything he does.
Yeah.
I don't watch a lot of British TV. I haven't for a long time.
I don't watch a lot of current British TV.
Yeah, look, it's turned all the way down.
I see it. Oh, I used to... I'll tell you what, Ashton.
Should I turn it up?
Please don't. I used to have vibration on my phone because, you know, that would be silent is you'd have it on vibrate only. But then as soon as we started this job and I had it on my desk and it vibrated, I never noticed it before, but I was like, that's really distracting for me. I don't want to distract other people around me. So for the longest time, I've had vibration turned off, like even when it's on, only when it's on loud will it vibrate now. Just because it's so fucking, why is it so aggressive?
Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm just really popular.
Mm-hmm. Clearly you are. Have you turned it up?
It wouldn't let me.
Is that because it's full already?
It's not.
Okay.
It's not, I promise.
All right.
I've turned the thing on now, so when it's still and face up, it won't buzz as loud
Can't
and aggressively.
Samsungs have like earthquake vibration.
It's not a Samsung.
All right. What
it's
is
a
it
Google
then?
Phone.
It's a Google
actually,
phone.
Actually, so get it fucking right. Oh, it's letting me... Okay, this didn't come up before. I'll turn it all the way down.
Was it on? Was it higher?
The ring was all the way up.
Okay.
I need someone to text me now.
All right.
I'll put it
you
on the table.
You haven't changed your number secretly, have you?
No.
I haven't got like a fake number.
No.
Right.
What does that work?
Here we go.
Yeah.
That sounds quieter.
It's because it's this chair. I don't know what it is about it being on the chair, but it's really... Yeah, the chair makes it so loud. Who's the best British TV presenter?
Who's the worst one?
Who's the worst one?
Who's the worst one? I mean, there's probably some shit ones about now.
Yeah, who's the worst one? I'm not sure.
I don't think there's... I mean, apart from just, like, the obvious hateful ones, you know, like Piers Morgan can fuck off.
There's a Made in Chelsea star turned influencer turned TV presenter called Sam Thompson, who is truly, like... I think he thinks it's funny to, like, be, you know, just... A man of the people, you know, I've just been thrown into this. Even though everyone knows that, like, he was on Made in Chelsea because he's a rich toff and, like, he's, you know, done the thing. So he did an interview for Dune this week.
Oh, is that the one that's been going around where he just asked the question that everyone's been asking?
Yeah. Because he just, like, he's just not, he's not been trained in any way. So he's
people
bad.
Were really cross about that. This is a press junket for Dune 2.
Yeah,
that's coming out.
Two.
Mm-hmm. And apparently a lot of actual journalists got bumped off because they didn't have time.
Yeah, Letterboxd went there.
Oh,
and,
God.
Like,
and then he got in and the clip went all over the place and people said... You
so what was
see,
he asking?
He was just asking how hard is it to have chemistry on screen,
yeah,
like
and then
romantic
he was
chemistry
asking,
with someone
like,
you know. And
where did they film it? And it's like you
everyone
could just
asked
it.
This stuff already, apparently. Yeah. I don't know. People were cross. So that's him.
Yeah, that's him.
Right. It might partly be because I like specifically what he does and the stuff around that. And it might not be his presenting skills. But I think I feel like Darren Brown is quite a good presenter.
Darren mm-hmm. Brown is good.
And he's good on stage as
or
well.
Or does he just trick you into thinking?
Well, yeah, that's what I mean.
Might be the worst.
It might partly be because I just enjoy the content of his shows rather than his actual presenting skills. But I think he is actually quite a nice, witty, you know, funny man. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
I don't dislike him because I think he's actually really good at what he does, and I couldn't do it. And he's effortlessly charismatic. But the guy who hosts Masked Singer...
Joel Dommett.
Is that his name?
Yeah.
I think he's really good.
I can't think who hosts it. I've never watched it.
I but think like, it's there's Joel Dommett.
The way he introduces each act really annoys me. It's salad! He does that.
Right.
In that same cadence every time. And I feel it in my soul.
I think because he has to say stupid things like, it's air fryer! It's like, well...
It's Rhino.
Yeah.
It's just, it's the set. Every single right. one is exactly
it's
the
ice
same.
Ice cream cone.
Ice cream cone. It's a lot.
I think it is.
It's every time. I think he's great, though, to be clear. I don't think he's the worst. I'm just like, that's my only point of reference for British TV currently.
A picture of that guy's penis went around the internet a few years ago.
Oh, that's
not nice.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Thank you for sharing.
That's okay.
Did you see it?
No, I didn't see it.
Okay.
But apparently, you know, he shouldn't be ashamed of it.
Okay.
Was kind of the general irrelevant. Consensus. Yeah,
yeah. But, you know.
It was irrelevant, not,
wasn't,
but...
Wasn't
yeah, he was, in the, he was in the jungle, and I think he got, like, quite well-known when he was in the jungle.
The as in the...
I'm a celeb.
Okay, not just a jungle.
No.
Right, okay. Yeah.
And I think it happened after that.
Okay, fair enough.
Jacko 1312 or 1312 says, "Hey Bap, if you were making the perfect breakfast Bap, what would yours include?
Oh,
love as always. Well, Ashton's would be in a delicious
bao bun.
Mm. Yes. I would prefer a wrap than a roll.
Okay,
I prefer a wrap, and I'd have egg, I'd have bacon, I'd have hash brown.
I'm getting hungry now.
I'd have maybe a sriracha mayo type situation or a spicy sauce.
Yeah, yeah,
and then probably." Maybe a sausage patty, but I don't really rate sausage that much. Mm. And then that would be it.
Yeah.
No fucking cheese.
No cheese.
It makes me feel weird when there's cheese touching my egg. I don't like it. Freaks me out.
Yeah.
Especially like the McDonald's ones because they look so much like an egg. It freaks me out.
Yeah. Okay.
What?
You're weird.
What? It's
you're
just a weirdo. Weird sentence. And it, you know, you I'm said what you meant, and that was fine. But no one on earth has ever said, "I just feel weird when I have cheese touching my egg."
it's just a full English. You can't really go wrong, can you? It's all going to be delicious.
Yeah. I've never had a particularly adventurous breakfast BAP. I've only ever had, you know, either bacon or sausage, or sometimes bacon and sausage. I've never had a breakfast BAP from McDonald's. I've never been to a cafe and had one that's got egg and hash brown in it. I don't like the idea of having egg in a sandwich.
Or touching my cheese.
Yeah. Yeah. So I can either just risk it on something that I've not had and don't know if I like, or I could say, well, I'll play it safe then and just have a nice sausage and bacon BAP.
Mm.
I normally have white bread whenever I have any sandwich except a breakfast BAP.
Oh.
I prefer it on white.
You just said white bread.
What?
Oh, I normally have brown bread on everything I have.
Okay.
Except breakfast BAP.
Which has to be on white bread.
Which has to be on
white. Because how else do you see the ketchup?
Well,
if the white bread's not slightly stained by the ketchup, is it really a breakfast sandwich?
I don't like it when you're having white bread and a hot sandwich and it just like goes all squishy.
Yeah, that's true. Sticky. It's less... It's,
if it's like too thin of a slice of bread, crusty. It has to be like a bit...
Bappy.
Yeah.
Mm. It's got to have a BAP.
Yeah.
I haven't had a bloody breakfast roll in a while, but it would have it. If I had the choice, it would have it all on. It definitely has to have hash browns because they're the best part
hash
of a quick breakfast.
Hash browns are God's gift to man.
Hash browns.
Those in a sandwich. It seems a strange thing to have.
Oh, it's like a chip butty.
Amazing.
Mm.
But like delicious and sort of and oniony.
Crispy. I've also
crispy.
Never had a chip butty.
Yep.
It just seems strange to put carbs in bread.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
It is so good.
Duh.
It's so nice.
Yeah.
It would bacon, egg. I'd definitely have cheese on there. Hash browns. Whatever else they wanted to throw on there, maybe some fried onions. I don't know.
Oh yeah,
go a bit crazy. Mm. Mushrooms, but I like mushrooms. I know they're a bit divisive. Beans, no, I don't think they would
not
go
in a sandwich.
I don't dislike beans, but also I think it would just be too much of a mess.
Mm. Yeah,
you already as soon as you bite into that fried egg, it's going everywhere. Anyway. So
I hate that about fried eggs in sandwiches. Yeah. I don't like it when it just spurts.
They're so delicious, but yeah, it does go all over your hands, and that's a shame.
Yeah.
Rob Morgan says, what is the dumbest / most boring / annoying advert on TV?
Oh, a lot of TV questions. Yeah.
There's a new terrible one that's not just on TV. I've seen it running in ad breaks on streaming services, and I've seen it on social media. It's that pot noodle one where she slurps.
Oh, yes, I heard that this week, and that really pissed me off.
She just gets a pot noodle, and I think she has chopsticks, and she like puts the whole lot in her mouth, and then she just goes, I'm not going to do it for as long as she does that for like
a minute.
Yeah.
It feels like a minute.
And people wrote to Ofcom to complain about it because it was like that bad.
Yeah. Yeah, that one came up on mine last week, and me and Ben were like, no.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen that Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, Square Enix have partnered with Nissin. It sounds out it's pronounced not Nissin, which I thought it was.
Right.
The pot noodle people, the cup noodle people. And they've reanimated scenes from Final Fantasy VII. It might have been remake between Cloud and Sephiroth.
No, apparently that was an advert from the original Final Fantasy.
Oh, was it?
VII.
It's just doing the rounds now.
They were no. So they made it when it was originally Final Fantasy VII, that exact advert. But they've just now remade it as it is now, like with all the graphics.
Oh, right.
To make that exact same advert.
They're having this like dramatic back and forth in Japanese, and Sephiroth is like got cat ears, and he's like, eat the noodles, and he's like, no, I won't eat the noodles, and then he just goes, and they've animated him eating the noodles. And it's really weird. There's sort of like a strange sexual tension in the whole advert. It's very bizarre. Can't complain about it though.
No,
it's perfect.
I think the pot noodle one is the only one that, like, thank you for reminding
it's
me
a
that
new bad one.
Yeah, there is always one. There's like holiday ones, and it's not the advert's fault, but whenever,
darling, hold my hand.
Yeah, whenever it's Jet 2, that song comes on, and it pisses me off.
I think of you now when I see a Jet 2 advert with that song.
The Jess Glynn song.
Yeah. Oh.
When you were stuck on the plane for like...
Yeah, and it was just that song over and over again, and I was like, God, fuck off.
There is a terrible advert that's playing on Acast at the moment. Apologies if you're subscribed to us and you get served it sometimes, but it's from EE, I think. And it's just silence for like 2 seconds. And then there's an Irish man who's really close to the microphone. He just says, this is an advert for EE, calling all gamers. If you want good internet speeds, go to EE. And he's like really up in there. It's like, this is fundamentally unsettling.
It's like whispering in your ear.
It's really unpleasant. And it's and he talks really slowly. It's like, God, this is a crap advert. It does not make me want to choose EE at all.
There used to be an EE advert where they were like landing a plane at Cambridge Airport, and they were like, we're just in some random house with a family, and we're landing the plane. And I was like, fuck off. You're not actually landing.
There's
land-
no
like,
way you're doing that.
This has nothing to
I've
do
had
with
EE
anything.
Internet and
idiot.
It's not that good.
Kevin.
Fucking Kevin, man. What a bell end.
I'd have him on my bacon bap.
Would you? Kevin's bacon.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a question from Bib Mummy Boggy Vegas. There it is. That's his name. What were your favorite movies of 2023? Mine were Dream Scenario, starring Nicolas Cage, a really fun and quirky film about perception versus reality, and Saltburn, starring Barry, is it Keegan? Kogan?
Yeah.
Keegan. A very dark and disturbing film, which a lot of people mistook for a family Christmas movie when it dropped on Prime.
Oh, Barbie. That was definitely
Barbie
one of my
was good
faves.
Fun. I didn't see many movies last year.
No, I didn't. I'm not even sure if I saw any contemporary movie in the cinema last year. I saw a couple of re-releases. I saw Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
And I think I saw...
Why is it hard to just find a list? They've like categorized.
It is difficult.
Categorized.
I didn't watch Wonky.
No, I...
Oh, God. Stop. She's swiping all over her phone and all the apps are closing. I don't think I watched really anything.
No Hard Feelings was fun, but that's just a comedy. And
I didn't watch Wish either.
I wanted to watch Godzilla Minus One, but I didn't. And I think I will at some point, but that came out last year.
No, I don't think I think Barbie might have been the only movie I saw in the cinema last year.
I didn't even get round to watching Barbie, and we wanted to, and we just sort of didn't go at
the time. I saw
quite
a few movies in the cinema last year, actually.
I didn't watch Sennheiser.
No.
Starring, what's his name?
Did you watch Oppenheimer?
That's what I meant.
Oh, no, Sennheiser. I was like, I've not heard of Sennheiser.
Silly and Murphy.
Just being a prick. Yeah but no, I didn't watch that.
I didn't watch Oppenheimer because I didn't want to be sad and bored for 3 hours.
Mm. Yeah.
And everyone's like, amazing. And I'm like, I would be so bored.
Barbie was genuinely funny.
Yeah, it was good. Really good.
Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey, anyone?
Didn't watch that one, no. We're going to need to get together and hang out and watch that because I reckon that would be well funny.
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't believe that? Why do you think that?
I just think it was going to be just shit, just regular shit.
Oh.
Not funny shit.
Okay. You don't think it would be funny shit? I think it would be perfectly funny shit.
Okay, well, we can try it.
No. We've all got to be on board. I just think we need to, because we get together sometimes and we play Wales Interactive Games, right?
Yeah.
Have a great time sort of laughing at them.
Yeah.
I feel like the wait between Wales Interactive Games gets longer and longer, especially when they drop shit like the Isle of Tide Hotel, which was not fun.
Mm-hmm. No.
We need to branch out into bad movies, I feel. We need to start watching shit films.
We get distracted so easily when we're actively playing a Wales Interactive Game. We all tried to watch the Uncharted movie together once, and we got so distracted before we turned it off about 20 minutes in.
We never finished watching the Uncharted movie.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Anyway, just want to hang out with you guys more. That's all it is. Just thought Blood and Honey might be a nice one.
So Barbie, is that the only film you saw?
I think so.
And what was your other
film? I saw Barbie. I saw No Hard Feelings in the cinema. I saw Little Mermaid. I saw The Hunger Games. Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. That was pretty good.
Ballad what?
Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes.
Songbirds and Snakes.
But I think Barbie was my favourite movie of last year. I went to see it twice in the cinema. And I saw it about 4 times last year, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. Makes me cry every time.
Does it?
Cry every Tim.
Makes you cry?
Yeah.
Oh. Like this if you cry every Tim. Oh, no. I saw Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
That didn't come out last year.
It didn't, no. But I saw it in the cinema as an anniversary re-release thing.
Yeah.
And I feel like it might have been early last year that I saw The Philosopher's Stone, also on like an anniversary, but I've just googled when that came out and it wasn't, last year wasn't a significant year for it, so maybe it wasn't that, maybe it wasn't last year that. Jesus,
that was way harder than I had done before.
Did that actually hit?
It would have blinded me though.
Yeah, I was gonna say. So yeah,
much more powerful than I thought I was.
Clearly
strength,
need to nerf Ash.
So powerful.
Is it your turn?
It's Peter's go, yeah.
Okay.
He was talking about Harry Potter or something.
Harry Potter.
He asked calmly.
Marlee says, "Heya, BAP.
Hey. Hiya.
If any species was to become a furry version of themselves, which one would you prefer it to happen to?"
I'm almost certain there's a furry for every species of animal out there.
So is the question, all of those actual animals in the real world suddenly overnight become sort of anthropomorphic, slightly Disneyfied
people,
also potentially a bit sexual people.
Oh, well, if they're a bit sexual, then that changes the equation a bit.
I don't know. I think we've been told before by people who are into furry stuff that
being
it's
a
not
furry
always sexual.
Isn't always sexual.
But sometimes it is.
But it often, when you hear about it, it often is.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So I sort of casually flicked a couple of pieces of paper at these two and missed both times. Ashton has now, she's put a balled up piece of paper on her palm, aimed it from like 3 inches from my face and missed, and it went across the room. And she's
really
just done
fast.
The same thing to Peter, but hit him
I
instead.
Thought I was aiming away from Peter that time. It goes off to the right a bit.
It bonked me right on the temple, but then that's
what if
probably,
it killed you?
It could have killed me. But that is probably revenge for the time that I tried to break an egg on Ashton's head.
Oh, yeah, you just hit her with
and
an
instead
egg.
Instead of doing it on her forehead, I did it on the temple, not thinking that would not work.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
What
was the question?
Yeah, what were we talking about?
So are we saying, is it just one of them will be, like, we want to see a furry costume of this animal, or
do we
want
the species to
furries?
Become
I think that's what it is. I think the species just become, the entire species becomes anthropomorphized overnight.
Oh, that's quite an issue.
That's my understanding.
They'd need like houses and stuff.
Yeah.
That's going to put a huge strain on everything.
On the economy.
On the economy. Well, they could get jobs though.
Yeah, but would there then be like a slave race, do you think? Because they're new. would just make different. Them do all the and different yeah. and not as good as us.
I think that they could just join, enter society.
Mm. Right.
And
having been animals.
Yeah, but surely if they're furry, suddenly they can speak and wear clothes and probably weird stuff as well, like strap-ons and...
Naturally, you know. Of course, you'd have to imagine that would happen. Yeah. How about hornets?
Hornets?
What is wrong with you? No.
You want them to become people? What if they're still angry?
Kill us all.
Just imagining the chaos.
And they'll still have their big stingers on the back because fairies still have all the things. So they'll fucking kill us all.
That'd be made of felt.
Maniac.
I think. Maybe.
I don't know. I don't know how it works.
What about you? What have you got?
Rabbit.
Bees. Huh? What?
Rabbits.
Wasps.
Rabbits.
Oh, okay. Not sharks.
No. They'd all drown immediately.
They grew legs.
Yeah, they would. Land sharks. Mm. I would pick cows.
Cows.
Yeah, big sexy cows.
But where would we get our milk from? Will we still get our milk
from the cows?
Still
that's
mammals.
Why I picked them.
Still mammals, baby.
No, I just picked it at random. I'm not sure.
Straight from the teat.
Yes.
Do you reckon I can hit
that's how they could contribute to society.
Oh my god, you best go pick that up afterwards. No, that was rubbish. The time you're not aiming at a person, you can't do it.
It unraveled.
All right, Matthews, you're up. Oh my god. Oh,
got
that
you.
That looks really soft, actually.
I have the tin of mints, like the Barbara Piss mints that we got. I took all the mints out of it, and it's on my desk, and in it. It's just about like 40 of these.
Oh, really?
I don't know. I just kept making them. Oh, when I was doing the After Dark questions, I'd normally have like the top and bottom strip of a piece of paper. Mm-hmm. So I just was folding them up into little things and I had like a collection of them on my desk. And then I just put them in the tin. And now there's just a tin on my desk full of little paper springs.
If you ever get murdered, heaven forbid.
Heaven forbid.
Yeah. Then when they investigate your home and your workplace, they'll find that tin. They'll be like, what was going on?
It's
here?
A clue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was she up to?
Nexus Polaris says, which is your preferred state of cannabis? Flower, edible, vape, etc. Do you get giggly, quiet, talkative, and or silly?
Mm. Well, it all depends on the strain, Nexus Polaris. Your reaction. Everyone's reaction will be different, of course, but different strains do different things, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you get really stressed and really anxious.
Mm.
Yeah.
But sometimes you're just in that state beforehand anyway, and it's exacerbated. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
I haven't done enough research.
No,
so you're gonna say reefer.
I haven't done enough reefer or research into what my favorite would be. Mm. I've only like smoked it one time in a room filled with other people. It was very warm. There was a lot of people in that room.
Right. Okay.
And yeah, I've only ever smoked it, so I've never done it. And I don't really like smoking it because I don't like smoking that
it's
much.
It's harsh on the throat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So not that, but I don't really remember how I get because it's been a hot minute since the last time.
And then it was a hot minute then as well.
Yeah,
it was. A very, very warm minute.
I went home and I ate like an entire bag of Doritos.
Yeah, that's the way. That's what happens usually.
Yeah.
And were they the best Doritos of your life?
Yeah, I think so. They were chili heat wave Doritos, which are always my favourite anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've never had edibles or... What were the options?
Vape, flour...
I don't know what you're going to do with the flour. But
no. Other than bake it into an edible.
Possibly. But, I don't know if that's how... I don't know. I'm not sure.
Mm. I've only ever smoked it either just straight from the reefer or... Straight from Doritos. or via a plastic Coke bottle bong, I believe.
Yeah,
I don't think I've ever used a real
one. Wow.
Maybe 3 or 4 times possibly in my life, maybe slightly more, 5 or 6 times in my life. And I don't know, like it does, I think it makes me giggly in that like I've done it and then afterwards I've been very giggly, but I've never consciously felt like I feel what it has done to me. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like I could just as easily have gotten giggly from the fact that like normally I'm drinking anyway.
Yeah.
If I'm in a situation where that is happening and it might be late in the evening, you get a bit hysterical at that time anyway, you're watching silly videos or something like that, and you know, yeah, I start laughing and getting giggly. I don't really know, I can't say that I really enjoy doing it in the sense that I am consciously aware of it giving me any kind of positive effect. I don't feel like I really actively don't like it, but it's been many years now. I think probably a year or two pre-COVID was probably the last time I did. I've never owned any in my life, never purchased any. I've only ever used other people's. And I guess I'm not like especially keen to return to it. Again, partly because of the smoke aspect.
Mm.
Just not that interested.
Mm. That's fair enough. I prefer vaping.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's your narcotics go a lot further that way, and it's practically odorless, so you can do it inside.
Do you have to do anything? Like, is there a setup, or can you just buy?
Is it oil?
Vape stuff.
You get your can of Bis.
Yeah.
And you grind it up like you would normally do to put into a spliffer, mm-hmm. as the kids call
they
it.
They do, yeah.
A spliff bowl. And you can buy special vapes for it.
Right.
And it basically is just, so the one that I don't have is it's like a little square and it's got a spout where you souk, and the spout like pops off and there's a little chamber inside and you just put a tiny bit in and then you turn it on, you change the temperature. So you start at a certain amount of degrees and then you sort of raise the amount of degrees each time you use it until it's spent, basically, mm-hmm. that amount is spent, and then you decant that into a separate container, and then when you have enough, you can make canna butter, and you can make edibles with it, so it has a second life after use. So it's a very efficient,
ergonomic.
Perhaps ergonomic, yeah, maybe. Economic. It's economic. An economic way of using it, because mm-hmm. then you get more out of it that way. Edibles are fun as well, but they can be hit and miss in terms of their effectiveness. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, when I don't do it, which isn't all the time, but also isn't none of the time,
mm-hmm.
I do feel like I am more inclined to find things funny than I normally would.
Mm.
But mostly, it just makes me want to go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't do it before bed sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And that just I won't put on some television.
Yeah.
And then I won't fall to sleep.
Yes.
And have a wonderful...
The police officer's watching is like fuck!
What? He's got us here. it's great. It just I just sort of use it to knock me out. I used to have a very unhealthy relationship, particularly during the Vidiot's year, where it was something of a crutch, and also I would just binge eat. Post some tat, we got chocolate all the time.
Yeah.
And it would be like what we talked about earlier with the takeaway, where it's like that evening you're like, never again.
Yeah.
Awful. But then by the time you get home the following night, you're like, I'll do it again.
Yeah, well.
And it would just be a cycle. I put on a lot of weight that year and it was awful. And then I stopped for a very long time. And now I feel like I don't have a much healthier relationship with it. Do you still follow? Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yes.
Good. No.
No.
I mean, no.
I'm completely sure you've
in
never...
Fact, you do have a much healthier relationship with it in that you don't do it at all.
You don't do it at all.
And that's the healthiest option that there is.
Yep. And it should be legal.
Yes.
It's absurd that people are thrown in jail for such offences.
Especially given that it has genuine... seemingly medicinal properties.
Yes,
I've seen the video of that guy who's got just debilitating Parkinson's.
Yeah.
And I don't think he smokes. I think they maybe give him
it's
something to
CBD
ingest.
CBD oil.
I don't know exactly what it is, but they give him something that is illegal in the UK, even under, because you can get medicinal stuff in the UK, I think, but whatever he gets, it's not legal here. And it just, he can, I think he eat something with a spoon, some liquid, or he writes his name or something. It's just unbelievable what it does.
Mm.
And it is
UK shocking. Is the, I think it may not still be the case, but the biggest exporter of cannabis as
really?
Well, to the US and mm-hmm. places where it is legal, which is fucking nuts. So hopefully that gets changed. Was that your question?
Yes.
Okay, one last question quickly then.
This one fell out, so it will be this one.
We've had many Marlies today, so I'm gonna put Mar back in.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Ma.
Sorry, Ma.
Sorry, Ma.
Sorry, Ma. This one comes from Nexus Polaris. Hey, Bap, whom is your favorite person in your life? And if you could have any pet, what type of animal from anywhere in the world would it be?
That's two questions.
It's two questions.
I mean, presumably the favorite person in all of our lives is our significant other.
Yes.
So should we say other than them? To make it interesting.
This parent.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Favorite person in life.
I don't know. I like and dislike a lot of people.
For different reasons.
Yeah, exactly.
And you can like someone loads for like a specific part of them and someone else for a completely different reason.
Mm.
I really, really like the man who doesn't sell me weed. But he's not my favorite person.
No.
But I have a lot of other people that
you like
I think
because
are great.
He doesn't sell
but
you
they're
weed.
They're terrible at selling me weed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And some of them want to arrest you for it.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
I say.
Favorite. Favorite person is what's throwing me off there because I don't think I have one outside of. It would just be my wife, but outside of that, I mean, amongst many other people who I really like for different reasons, I really like my grandma. I think she's really funny, and I think I had a really nice childhood with, like, she would look after us a lot because both my parents worked full time.
Mm-hmm.
So like over the holidays and stuff, we'd spend a lot of time with her and we'd like do really fun things. And
is she Resident Evil 4 grandma?
How so?
Like, did she buy you Resident Evil 4?
Oh, right. No, she didn't, but she was there. My uncle, gamer uncle,
okay,
got me that.
Right.
But she was standing behind me ironing.
Right, yeah,
when
that's
I
the story.
Played it,
yeah.
And the car goes off the cliff. And Leon says, shit. And she went, oh, no. that's her, yes.
Okay.
I was thinking, I missed the word, the number four there, and I was thinking of the Resi 7 grandma.
Oh, no.
In
no.
the wheelchair.
No.
Like,
no,
she's nothing like
no,
that.
No, absolutely not.
So that's one person who I really like. Because even to this day, though I'm no longer a child who gets taken on magical adventures with her, now she's just funny at family situations. And so there's a whole new reason to like being around her.
Mm.
That's nice.
I mean, I don't know. I can't pick one.
Mm.
Yeah, it's hard.
It's not a favorite.
I've got lots of people that I love a lot. And I don't really have a favorite. Apart from, like I say, my boyfriend's probably my favorite. But apart from him, I just love everyone equally. I'm an equal opportunity lover.
Yeah,
you know?
Me too.
It's very
me
thoughtful too. Of you.
Yeah.
Very
yeah.
giving. What about a pet? Any pet in the world?
If we could have any pet in the world?
In the world, let's just
say chinchilla.
It would be absolutely fine living with you. There wouldn't be any ethical issues,
okay.
And it wouldn't hurt anybody.
Mm-hmm.
It's really boring because you can just have them as pets, but I love chinchillas.
Okay.
I think they're really funny little creatures, and they have sand baths, and they do this, and it's very cute when they do that.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Chinchilla.
I want a cat.
Also a great word for it. Chinchilla is a great word.
Chinchilla is a great word.
Mm-hmm.
I would like a cat the size of a dog. So like I'm like a snow leopard or something.
Oh my God. Oh, you can get fucking huge cats.
Yeah.
Like
domestic
a Norwegian
cat.
Forest cat.
Yeah, but I don't want that because it would like shed hair all over.
But
the
they
place.
Don't because they're not as, they're kind of hypoallergenic, those cats. Like a Maine okay. Coon is.
Well, I'm not interested in that. It's not as exciting.
Okay,
I want like a big cat. Like a snow leopard.
You
I want a
what?
Snow leopard. Or a tiger.
You want those really grumpy looking wild cats that
oh,
look
yeah.
like they've got
the
like
ones that stand on their tail.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They've got like chubby little legs. They're really cute.
Okay.
I'm going to Google it.
All right. I was thinking maybe a tiger, actually. I'm not a cat person, but that's a whole different ball game, isn't it? And then obviously removing the ethical issues.
Yes.
I would absolutely, no one should have a tiger, really, but in this fantasy world where it's fine.
Oh,
that would be
look
cool.
at that.
It's
thing.
Called a palace cat.
Oh, it's brilliant.
And
it's the one, yeah.
The grumpy looking bastard.
Oh, yeah, that's not, I don't think that is the one that stands on its tail,
no,
but yeah.
There is
I've seen the
one
that walks up to a like a trail cam and
yeah.
just looks down the lens angrily.
Just an old man as a cat.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think if I've got an alternative answer to tiger. Maybe dragon. Like a wolf or something. A dragon. Mm. I would have Spyro. No, that would be weird having him as a pet because he speaks.
Not if you hit him hard enough.
No, that's true.
Then he'll be quiet.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you, patrons, so much for supporting us. We hope you've enjoyed this episode of After Dark. We'll be back in 2 weeks' time, and there'll be a post about some further questions to go into the hat next week at some point. Do you guys have anything else you want to say before we go?
Buy the merch.
Yeah.
Check it out.
If you're in a
this
position
week,
to do so.
This week, I reverse bay parked in a multi-story car park, and I'm very proud of myself
well
doing
done.
That.
Well done.
Between two cars as well.
Well done,
really
Ashton.
Brave. Thank you.
Also, when you're listening / watching this, this is the week of Ashton's play. So send her well wishes on the Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Wish her good luck. I'm sure you'll smash it.
Thanks,
we're excited
guys.
To come
you
and
will.
See you.
Yeah, can't wait.
Take care of yourselves, everyone. We will see you in a couple of weeks' time.
Bye.
Bye.